The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you. Thank you for joining me on this Thursday afternoon. An afternoon filled with just all kinds of news and updates. So stick with me as long as you can. We have a very, very full program ahead today. My telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. Well, the big news here in Ohio, barbershops, salons, and outside dining will begin a week from tomorrow, May 15th. And a week from tomorrow, I get my ponytail cut off. Yeah, I have already talked to my barber, scheduled an appointment. I can't wait a week from tomorrow. Yeah. So anyway, barbershops and salons will be open. There will be a lot of precautions. Things are not going to look the way they did the last time you were at your barbershop or your hair salon. Things are going to be quite different for quite some time, but they will be open a week from tomorrow on May 15th. Outside dining will open on May 15th. Restaurants that are fortunate enough to have patios, outside dining spaces, they will be able to open on the 15th. Those that have only inside dining will have to wait another week. And inside dining will open on May 21st. And I listened to as much of the press conference as I could. I didn't listen to all of it. It was thought that restaurants would be held to 50% of fire code capacity. Evidently, that is not the case. And to be honest, I haven't had time to look at all of the details, but there will be limitations to how many people will be allowed in the place, who is wearing gloves, who is wearing masks. Servers will be required to wear masks. Customers will not. It's a little confusing about who will and won't be wearing gloves because, as most people know, sometimes gloves give you a false sense of security. You can just about as easily transfer germs using gloves if they're not changed regularly, if they're not used properly, as with your hands. But anyway, all of the details will probably be in print by sometime tonight, certainly by tomorrow. But that's the big news. Hair salons, barber shops, outside dining open a week from tomorrow. Inside dining another week, May 21st. 1st. Now, the other news, as you know, at least I assume you know, the Ohio House of Representatives passed along party lines a piece of legislation that would severely restrict the director of the Ohio Department of Health, not just Amy Acton, but directors of the Ohio Department of Health in the future. Now, I realize that there are many people who believe that Dr. Acton walks on water, can raise the dead, and believe that everything she has done has been a proper and appropriate. But almost everyone I know and talk to feel, as I do, and I've articulated this over and over again, even if every single decision that was made by the governor and Dr. Acton were correct, even if every single one of their decisions were correct, none of them were an overreach, I think every Ohioan should be concerned about how those decisions were made. They were made primarily without the legislature by an unelected appointee. One person given unbelievable power over all of our lives, all of our families, the businesses that you own, other people own, the places we frequent. So anyway, the House of Representatives passed legislation yesterday to seriously curtail emergency powers given to the Department of Health. It would restrict it to 14 days. After 14 days, then it would have to be reviewed by a bipartisan legislative panel, and the ultimate decision as to whether those emergency actions would be continued after the 14 days would not be up to one appointed individual, but up to the people that are elected. Now, folks, Republican, Democrat, liberal, conservative, like DeWine, hate DeWine, like Acton, hate Acton. That's common sense. Why would any reasonable person want one individual in the state of Ohio have unlimited, unchecked, unilateral power to affect every person in the state for as long as that individual desires? I think it's insane. Well, Senator Larry Obhoff, the president of the Senate, was on the program yesterday. He said he didn't know how the Senate would deal with it. It'd probably be a couple of weeks before they actually get around to voting on it. So first and foremost, we don't know whether it will pass the Senate and make it to the governor's desk. We do know this. The governor last night made it clear. If it passes the Senate, comes to his desk, he will veto it. Now, I find that very, very disappointing for the governor. Because, folks, we're not. All right. Most of the radical decisions made by Dr. Acton are, well, they're not done over, but they're changing, they're being released, they're being eased, and by the time this legislation would actually reach the governor's desk, it'd be a couple of weeks, the economy of Ohio will be opened up to a great extent. So in other words, the provisions for this legislation will not really be needed. So we're not talking about now, and we're not talking about Dr. Acton. We're talking about the future. We're talking about future governors, and we're talking about future directors of the Ohio Department of Health. Okay, so Governor Wine thinks Dr. Acton has done a superb job, great job, wonderful job, fantastic job. He wants to praise her and does not want her powers limited at all because she's done such a spectacular job. What about the next governor and the Ohio Health Director that he or she appoints? Can we have any assurance at all that the next director of the Ohio Department of Health would have sterling character and care about people's constitutional rights? So this legislation, although it's kind of being touted as legislation to limit Amy Acton's power, it's not going to do hardly anything to limit her power, because by the time, if this becomes law, that's done, it's over, it's finished. The real reason for this legislation is not to hold Dr. Amy Acton in check, but the future. And as I said, I don't understand how any reasonable person, Republican or Democrat, could oppose putting these vast powers in the hands of the elected, the people that we elect, rather than someone appointed. So I think it's extremely short-sighted of Governor DeWine. Now, I don't know his motive for saying he will veto it, but I fear it's to save face. If he would sign this legislation into law, it would be like saying, I shouldn't have let her have so much power. Okay, the legislature stepped in, and all right, well, I shouldn't have done it. Who knows? But I think there is some of that. If this actually becomes law, if he would sign it into law, it would be like admitting publicly, yeah, we did it wrong, and I shouldn't have given her so much power. Now, so there is no question that the House of Representatives has passed it. That's done. I'm assuming that the Senate will probably pass something similar. I think the Senate will make some changes. So I think it will probably wind up on the governor's desk in 2 or 3 weeks. He has said he will veto it. The big question, is there enough support to override the veto? That we will have to wait and see. So anyway, that's some of the breaking news here in the state of Ohio. I've got breaking news out of the state of Texas. If you were listening yesterday, we were talking about an unbelievably egregious overreach of power by a county judge there. I've got an update when we come back.
Bob Burney Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Yesterday, I brought you the story of Shelley Luther. Shelley Luther owns a hair salon in Texas, and she intentionally defied the order not to open because she said her kids were hungry. She has employees that have kids that are hungry. She wasn't making any money. She had applied for the payment or the payroll protection plan, but hadn't gotten a response and so forth. And she said, I can't stay closed any longer. So she announced she was opening up. A judge in the area, a county judge, issued a cease and desist letter and said, no, you cannot. And she said, I don't have any choice. So she went ahead and opened up. And as a result, she was arrested, handcuffed, taken off to jail, put before the judge. The judge said, you are selfish, but I'll tell you what. If you will apologize and admit that you're selfish, I'll let you go. She said, well, Your Honor, I respect the court, but I can't do that. Caring for my kids and caring for my employees is not selfish. So I cannot issue an apology. So the judge threw in jail for 7 days. Now, this is wild. I just found out this today. In that particular county, they have stopped prosecuting shoplifters. Yeah, out of pure compassion. You know, people are hungry. People may shoplift. So they are not prosecuting shoplifters, but they threw this woman into jail. Well, the governor of Texas and the attorney general of Texas have come to her assistance. The governor of Texas, Abbott, issued an executive order ordering the that county to retroactively change the executive order. So, in other words, she could not be punished for opening up before the time that she was supposed to open, and so on and so forth. Well, here's the good news. Last night, it went to the Supreme Court of Texas. The attorney general, the governor of Texas, took this to the Supreme Court. And last evening, the Supreme Court of Texas ordered her release. The governor of Texas said, throwing Texans in jail who have had their businesses shut down through no fault of their own is nonsensical, and I will not allow it to happen. I will not allow it to happen. That's why I am modifying my executive orders to ensure confinement is not a punishment for violating an order. The order is retroactive to April 2nd, supersedes local orders, and if correctly applied, should free Shelley Luther. Well, in spite of that, had to go to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court ordered her to be released. And about an hour ago, she was released. She is out of jail. The attorney general said, I applaud Governor Abbott's decision to ensure that penalties for violating public health orders are reasonable and not excessive. All Texans are trying to get through this crisis together, and no one should be put in jail unnecessarily. So the good news is the salon owner, Shelley Luther, has been released from jail. The attorney general of the state of Texas has said he will pay the fine. The initial fine was $7,000, was so many dollars for each additional day. I don't know what the total fine was, but the attorney general has volunteered to pay the fine out of his own pocket, out of his own money, because he believes that she was wrongly treated. That was in Texas. Yeah. All right, I got more updates. Have you been following the Michael Flynn case? Talk about a bombshell today. We've got that and an update on what's happening in Kansas City. All of that coming up just ahead.